Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, every week in The Feed leading up to the weekend, we talk to our friend Nick Johnston, writes for Vanyaland.com about TV and movies, and we talk about all the things that are coming out that we should be watching this week. So what do we got this week, Nick?
Well, Kevin, I just want to say, whoever it was outside of that screening of Renfield I went to last week who decided to come up and bite me on the neck as soon as we were leaving, I just want to say thank you. The insatiable thirst for blood has been a nightmare, but it's wonderful because my circadian rhythm is finally aligned with what it should actually be. So I'm currently talking to you from a totally windowless room, and I'm currently plotting my latest hunt.
Perfect.
But anyway, this week we've got a surprising selection of titles. It's a weird week. I'm not going to mention the new Ari Aster film, Bo is Afraid, because it's terrible. So don't go see that. But we've got three other interesting options for you, including one in theaters, one streaming, and one that you can watch today if you really want to. But we'll go from in the order I just said. Yeah. So we'll start off with the theatrical release of the week that is not Bo is Afraid, and that is Evil Dead Rise, which is the latest installment in the long-running horror franchise. I don't want to hesitate to call it a franchise because it doesn't really feel like one. This is not a sort of pseudo-sequel to the 2013 reboot that came out, and it's basically about a family who has to deal with this crazy haunting that they get. Basically, the mother gets possessed by an entity that comes out of a book, of course, yada, 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 yada. And plenty of disgusting, horrible things happen in this movie, and boy, is it a blast. It is so much fun. The director is a guy named Lee Cronin, who did this, elevated horror film called The Hole in the Ground a couple years ago, which I saw at Sundance. And it is crazy, because he basically gets rid of the entire elevated horror shtick. It's a really good combination of the gross, grimy atmosphere of the 2013 film, and a lot of Sam Raimi-style humor, which is really strange. It's a roller coaster ride. It's a lot of fun. Prepare to be grossed out in new and inventive ways. And you can see that in theaters starting on Friday.
Nice.
Yes, and also I will mention Bruce Campbell. Look out. You won't see him, but you may hear him.
Oh.
Anyhow, next up, we've got our Apple Original Film of the Week, which is a new comedy from Dexter Fletcher, the fellow who brought us Rocket Man and stepped in to handle Bohemian Rhapsody after Bryan Singer collapsed into a flame of flames of his own doing. And that is called Ghosted. And it stars two really likable actors. It's got Chris Evans, our hometown New England boy, as a fellow who goes out on a date with a lady, who's played by Ana de Armas, and unfortunately for him, well, she's a super spy. So basically, they get stuck together and you have to go on a world-trotting adventure and yada 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 yada. Look, it sounds cute. I mean, I'm not betting this is going to win any awards for originality, but I like both of those actors, and I think most people do too.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in this at all, you can start streaming it on Apple TV Plus this Friday. Although I will say it's no Tetris, Tetris,
right.
That's where it's all at. The kids have Tetris fever now.
It's true.
Finally, our final one. I try to save either the biggest one or the funnest one for last on these things. And I think people are going to really go down a big old trip on memory lane today. And that's because if you go on to your Netflix queue and you've watched any sort of nerd-related programming, this thing is going to be blasted all over all over your homepage, and it's going to make you watch it. I just guarantee it. Like they're gonna send a robot spider out to make you click on this and watch this thing. And that is, of course, why am I saying of course? Most people probably don't know this exists. But anyway, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Once and Always. And what this is it's actually a I like the term legacy sequel to describe this. Kind of movie as opposed to whatever they use, a requel or whatever they use in modern day Scream movies. But it is basically a continuation of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from the 1990s, starring almost all of the original people. It's the same old plot. Rita Repulsa's back. The Rangers have to get back together and do stuff and whatever. And it looks pretty fun. They adhered really well to the style. of the old school Power Rangers. I'll say that. You know, they have I think they actually paid people to do real fight scenes in this one instead of just, you know, repurposing old footage from the Super Sentai film.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's one of those things where a lot of people are going to wonder why the heck did they spend so much money on this. And a whole lot of other people are going to be counting dollars because a whole new generation of kids are about to get introduced to their parents' Power Rangers.
Yeah. Is it a series or a movie?
I believe it's a movie.
Oh, okay. So it's a movie. Okay.
Yes. So I think it's like 90 minutes long. It's not really, I think it's more like a test case. You know, if this does really well, I imagine they'll probably get everybody back. Cause I honestly, you know, and I don't say this to be mean to anybody or anything like that, but I can't imagine it's too hard to put that schedule together.
Right.
But you know, there's at least four of the original cast are back, and yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was forbidden from watching Power Rangers as well, so I have no nostalgic connection with Power Rangers. But I will say that if you are out there in the world and are a Power Rangers fan and whatnot, well, you can watch this with your kids, hopefully, today on Netflix. So yeah, and also if you're a sneakerhead, I will say this too: if you're able to go to your local Reebok outlet store, I bet you cash money you will be able to pick up some of the goofiest and coolest branded sneaker releases of the last 10 years. Quite literally, they made Rita Repulsa, Zed or whatever, and Megazord Reeboks.
Oh, wow.
For modern people. So, yeah, my thing is I would totally buy them, except I have a policy against wearing shoes that look like they might light up.
Right. So. I feel like this will be a big Halloween costume this year if this is successful.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, hey, you know, it's great. All those guys are in such great shape, too. Like, that's the other crazy thing about it. It's like, you know, it's cool. And I really do think it's going to be like the middle-aged dad showing up in the Red Ranger costume style thing again. Yeah, you're right.
All right, awesome. We got some good stuff to watch this week. And thanks so much, Nick. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.